There is something radically missing from most of what's going on in our fundamental and in our Reformed churches nowadays. And that is a genuine experience of the Spirit of God. Not talking about being born again and saying people are not saved and not washed in the blood and not born of the Spirit. But I am saying, probably as a response to the awful confusions introduced by the charismatic delusion, that there are Christians running scared of the doctrine of the Holy Ghost. When Martin Lloyd-Jones, and I didn't always agree with his exegesis that led to the conclusion, especially in Ephesians chapter 1, but when Martin Lloyd-Jones was emphasizing the reality of an experience of the infilling of the power of the Spirit of God, he didn't always use that language. That's where I say I disagree with some of the exegetical skills that he employed getting there. But when he started talking about the reality of that, he ran into a firestorm of criticism. Because you have people who have the 5 points of Calvinism off pat, and they think that's enough. And of other people, and they have their little bits of fundamentalism off pat, and that's quite enough. And they have got their way of doing this and their principles for doing the other thing, and that's all we need. And it's not all we need. There is such a thing as an overwhelming, shattering, life-changing experience of the power of God the Holy Spirit. And there is such a thing as an ongoing experience of the power of God the Holy Spirit. And without that, we're going nowhere fast in the work of God. And we have got to come to terms with that. He says, you be strengthened by the Spirit. It's the only place we're going to get power. It's the only place we're going to get strength is directly from an experimental. You Americans like to use the word experiential. I hate that word for some reason. I use the word experimental in its at least one of its proper meanings. As a matter of experience, an experimental knowledge of God the Holy Spirit. We have an anointing. We have the Spirit. We ought therefore, as Dr. Paisley used to put it, to go in for the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't let's organize the Holy Ghost out of our meetings, out of our prayer meetings, out of our lives, out of our witness, out of our evangelism. Don't let's reduce a prayer meeting to something that we just spout a lot of well-known pious platitudes that mean nothing to God, man, nor devil. We must have a real experience of the power of the Spirit of God.